Trump's new education secretary, Linda McMahon, is about to start garnishing the wages and benefits of millions of people whose student loans are in default, damaging both their income and credit scores.
We will restart collections of student loans in default. We will not force American taxpayers to take on the debts that are not theirs.
I'm the king of debt. I'm great with debt. Nobody knows debt better than me. I've made a fortune by using debt.
Donald Trump ran promising to abolish the Department of Education. He's actually turning it into the Department of Debt Collection.
This is Astra Taylor, a co-founder of the Debt Collective, a union for debtors.
The government has extraordinary powers of collection. It can garnish your tax returns, garnish your wages, garnish your Social Security. What they've promised is that they are going to squeeze debt repayments from 5.5 million of the most poor and vulnerable borrowers in this country.
It's part of a broader strategy of the Trump administration cracking down on borrowers.
This administration has thrown the student loan system into chaos because they want to eliminate the ability of debtors to actually repay their debts.
McMahon has claimed that the policy is about protecting taxpayers, saying that borrowing money and failing to pay it back isn't a victimless offense.
There's no such thing as forgiveness, just shifting the payment burden from one party to another.
This is money they borrowed to go to school, and other taxpayers shouldn't have to pay this burden.
Donald Trump has bragged about how he's walked away from his debts.
Hillary Clinton called you the king of debt.
Well, no, she didn't call me. I call myself the king of debt. And if things don't work out, I renegotiate the debt.
When the rich default on their debts, it's strategic. It's a strategic default. But student borrowers don't have bankruptcy protections. So when student borrowers default, it's life-destroying.
The Trump administration is projecting that up to 6 million more borrowers could be in default by October. And to handle the increase, they're giving a federal contractor up to $180 million. That's right, we're paying for all of this. And there's more. The House Education Committee, which is led by Republicans, has proposed ending a federal loan program for graduate students and extending the length of a new repayment assistance plan, meaning struggling borrowers would be paying off their loans for up to 30 years. Why are they doing this?
This really is about justifying tax cuts. They are claiming that by punishing struggling borrowers, that somehow the government will create some surplus that they can then use for their tax cuts. It's that simple. And so 45 million student borrowers are essentially collateral damage in this attack by the billionaires for the billionaires.
Taylor and the Debt Collective are continuing to advocate for a full cancellation of student debt.
Debtors don't need forgiveness. This is about fairness. Millions of debtors have more than paid their principal. They are stuck in a debt trap, and the right thing to do is to release them.